We had this machlokes, a man and Rabbi Yehuda, about a case that Shoshav Masayim, when Rabbi Yehuda touched up the pasuk, that there was an animal that got another animal, they were each 200, and the nevela was worth $50, 50 zuz. So we say that they split the live animal and they split the dead animal. Zenaitel chatzi achai, vezenaitel chatzi ames. So they split chatzi chai vechatzi mes, chatzi chai vechatzi mes. That was a Yehuda. Ames said, no, we don't go ahead and split the nevela. Nevela, the nizik, gets the complete nevela, and so where was nafkamina? They end up anyways getting the same exact. So the Gemara ended up saying the nafkamina was pchas nevela. If the nevela went down in value, later meyer and meyer holds pchas nevela is the nizik. The nizik's at loss, and Rabbi Yehuda holds pchas nevela is the mazik. So the nafkamina between meyer and Rabbi Yehuda is who really owns this nevela.
It comes out from meyer. It's hif and hif.
Yeah. So later meyer it's pchas nevela of the nizik, which means if the nevela goes down in value, the nizik loses out because the nizik went ahead and let's say the case that we were discussing was that the nevela was worth $50 and the shoy was worth $200. So now they split the live shoy, which would be 100 each, and the nevela they would split also. That was a Yehuda. But the meyer held no. The $50 you keep, the nevela you keep, the nizik keeps. And he only gets $75 of the live one. And therefore, since he keeps the nevela, let's say the nevela went down in value, it's his loss. Because we were able to give him $125. $75 from the live one and $50 from the dead one. If the nevela went down in value, he's at loss. Shekhar Yehuda holds that it's a split. Whatever the nevela goes down in value, they split the loss. And it's not just the loss to the nizik. So now,
I think I asked before, well, this is not connected to the machlekes of Kivan Roshon or Pachlad Asher. I'm saying if the chas nevela is to the nizik, then it's...
We'll see a little bit more today. So that was the machlekes of Man and Yehuda, and that's really what's going to be going on today. So Amalei Abaye. In Cain, will come out Matzino Le'ab Yehuda Tam Chama Mimuit. A tam that only goes once or twice is more chama than a muit. Why? By a mood we know that the Bailam is metaplim ben avela. Because it says, v'amesi aloi to the nizik, and the Bailam is, the owner is metaplim ben avela. Loitab Yehuda, what comes out by a time? What do we say? Rabbi Yehuda holds that side the mazik and side the nizik, they're both at loss of this nevela. So the mazik ends up losing out more than by mood. By mood we tell the nizik, you take care of the nevela. The nevela went down in value. It's all your loss. That everyone agrees, because that's a pasuk. That will end up Yoramid Beis. Now that's a pasuk. We all agree, v'amesi aloi, that the nizik is at loss when the nevela goes down in value. Masha Enkein, over here we're telling you that Yehuda would hold that by a tam, they're both at loss. The mazik and the nizik lose out because the nevela, whatever the nevela went down.
Rather, we didn't discuss who actually has to take care of the transaction. We discussed where the money is coming from. Maybe the Rashi says that Davka, it says the Hamesi Eloi. Maybe the same thing applies over here also.
No, the Hamesi Eloi means you have all the losses of it. It's not just it's just the loss of it.
But how do you know Baila Metaplim? Maybe over here also Baila Metaplim.
No, Baila Metaplim doesn't just mean Metaplim. It means he has the loss. But Hamesi Eloi, it's his.
Didn't we just say that that's the Kasha? That why is it Chamer Mu'ud?
Because by Mu'ud, we know that the Nizik has the complete loss. No, whatever the nevela goes down.
But we also know that he has that.
Mashenga Betam, we're telling you that they split it. Let Rabbi Yehuda. What is that? No.
Yeah.
Why would it be Homer? I'm saying the nizik's gaining now, right?
He's losing.
By the time he's getting some money,
right?
It's made it more stringent, but he's
more stringent on the mazik.
Yeah, but that's not that. Tom, the nizik is. Right, because...
But we're more stringent on the mazik. How can we be more stringent on the mazik by tam than by mu'ud? Mu'ud did it three times and said, okay, we're more lenient on you. You don't have to be worried about the nevela. The nevela goes down in value, not a loss for you. When it comes to tam, he only did it once. We tell the mazik, oh, no, we're very tough on you.
There's nothing to do with magufa mishalom by mu'ud?
Who cares what the lumdus would... I mean, you're right. You happen to be right. But that doesn't play a role to make the nafkamina la'alacha. It means at the end of the day, it's going to come out that the tam, the mazik, is going to have more of a loss than by a mu'ud. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, so it's more lenient on the nizik, is what's going on here.
That's a little what Yaakov's saying. Okay, but that's not what we do when someone goes more, right? We want to be more machmer on him. And we're coming out more lenient on the mazik.
I know, but the nizik in the case of a mu'ud is he's not getting anything.
Okay, so?
So in the case of a tam, he's at least getting something.
No, but we're making the mazik pay more by a tam, lose out more by a tam than by a mu'ud. Right. So the mavachita, machanami, we can say that you could find such a thing, it is possible, kitatran, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, I'm a tam chayiv, umu'ud patam. We see that a tam is chayiv, the case was discussing, we'll get to it in Mishnah later, that let's say you watched it with a minimal watching, and then it was mazik, by mu'ud yipata, by tam yichayik. And it's learned out of psukim. So you see Rabbi Yehuda says that, yeah, tam, sometimes you're more machmer than a mu'ud. Now maybe it doesn't make any sense to you, but it doesn't matter. That is what Rabbi Yehuda holds, and learns out of psukim. So what do you see from there? So you see that tam, Rabbi Yehuda, a tam chayiv, a mu'ud pata.
He's
machmen
by tam.
So you see, he's machmen by tam. So too over here, you could say that he's machmen by tam. It's l'shitasa, very good. Adrama.
Why would he be though?
Well, the question now is not so much. He learns that at psukim, so the question is not so much why.
I guess I'm.
You want a svar? I can tell you a svar. Yeah. Because over here he's not paying complete. So once he's not paying complete, so we try to be stringent. Really, makes no sense. Why is he paying half? That makes absolutely no. What type of payment is that?
That's a whole other story.
Right. So I don't want to explain it too well because then I'm saying you don't understand it. We're not looking to understand it. But I mean, he's not paying complete anyway, so we'll give him other losses. A mu'ud paying complete, we don't want to give him any other losses. He paid full. You paid him full. He's not paying him full. Maybe
it's an Irish because it wasn't mine.
Huh?
It's an Irish because it wasn't mine.
You're saying Irish? No, I'm just saying you could find the svar to it.
What case was mu'ud patur when you were talking
about? The case that you didn't watch it, so
Shmir
mu'ud.
You guarded
just a little. Right, you got a little bit.
And the mu'ud you'd be patur?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Zakhti Ma, no. Eimed the Shamad Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only be there, Rabbi Yehuda said it, Le'inyan Shmira, Le'gabe watching, Dechsivi Kray, because they are psukim that you learn it out from. It's a Gzei Sakasa, we can't ask on it. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is Maker, Machman, whatever. But the Gabi payment, did we see him say this?
That a mu'ud
will be less stringent, the tam will be more chamer than a mu'ud? V'atanyi, we learned not like that. We learned the Raya not like that. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Yochel shor shav mana. The halacha is like this. How much is a mana? How many zuz?
100
zuz, right? How many slaim? 25. Every seller has in it 4 mana.
4 zuzim.
4 zuzim, sorry. Right. And mana is again 100 zuz. And how many slaim?
20
zuz. 25. There's 4. It says 20. No, it doesn't say 20. No, that's going to be a minute. The case is going to be 20. We're just saying. Yeah. So 1 second. So now. So Ishaya, which was value, the value of it was a mana, which is again 100.
Zuzim.
Now, Shenagach Shor Shaveh Chamesh Slayim. A good animal that was 5 slayim. 5 times 4. Each seller is 4 is 4 zuz. That's 20 zuzim. So again, so one was 100 zuzim and one was 20 zuzim. Okay, one is a dollar, 100 pennies, and the other one is 20 cents. Fine. Vanavelu Yafaselam. Say, good, this animal that was worth 5 slime, and the nevela went down to a seller. It went down to a seller. Zen naitel chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. Zen naitel chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. Right? So what comes out? This guy goes ahead and pays. How much is chatzi achai and chatzi ameis? Chatzi achai is what?
50 zuz.
No. Chatzi achai, yeah. Chatzi achai, sorry, is 50 zuz. Right? How many slime?
True.
No.
No.
Cool. No. No, not 200 slots.
No.
10.
12 and a half.
12 and a half.
Yeah.
20,
Not 24, no, 12 and a half. Yeah, 25.
Why
for 25?
I'm right in the... Because
five times... No, that's 20.
Four times, four. There's four zuz in a seller. There's five slayim equals 20 zuz.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not so difficult. Again, a mana is 100 zuz. A seller is four zuz. What's the difference?
No, 96.
No, I understand 96. But how much is each one? That means a mana is 100 zuz, a seller is four zuz. Five slayim is 20 zuz. Right? So now, the Shah Nizik was worth now how much?
One.
Five slayim. Right?
It was worth
five slayim. Now went down one seller, which is only worth four zuz.
Down 16.
Right. Chatzi Chai is 12 and a half seller.
No,
Chai
is
50. Chatzi Chai is
50 zuz.
15. I said Chatzi Chai is 12 and a half seller.
Chai is a
mana,
right?
Chatzi Chai was a mana. It was 100 zuz. How many slime is that?
Why do we have to complicate it with slime? We could just stick to...
That's what we're doing here.
No. 25.
Five slime was the nizik. The mazik was 25. So 12 and a half slime is half. 25. It's 25 complete and 12 and a half. Again, the live one, we use the word mana. Let's leave out the word mana. It's 25 slime.
Okay.
Very simple. Right. Half, because 25 times 4, it's a quarter.
Right. So you're going to pay 12 and a half of the live one.
So you're going to pay 12 and a half of the live one.
12 and a half slime.
12 and a half slime.
Which is 50 zuz.
I thought you were talking zuz. Okay.
So he makes a profit. Profit because it was nizza.
He comes to make a profit, right. So again, what happened? If we get like all complicated here, it's really dollars, quarters, and cents. That's all it is. So right. So now, so the live one is worth a dollar, which is 25, which is four quarters.
Which is 25 slime and 100 zuz.
Exactly. So four quarters.
12 and a half.
Four quarters and 100 pennies. Right. So now, when you want to split it, how much do you split it? 12 and a half slayim, which is?
50 zuz.
50 zuz, which is 50 cents. That's all it is.
Okay.
So now, but his own animal was worth how much?
Started off with
how much? His whole animal, how much was it worth?
20 zuz.
It was worth 20 zuz, 5 slayim. He's got to get 12 and a half slayim.
Right. So he's making...
That means it was five. It was worth 5 cents. No, it was worth 20 cents. 5 slayim is 20 cents. Mm-hmm. And he's making 12 and a half, which is...
It's a case that the nizik is worth much less than the mazik.
That's it, exactly. You don't have to know all the exact numbers. But the Reuven Shar, that Gord Shimon Shar,
Reuven Shar
was worth much more than Shimon. So even though he's getting a half, he's ending up getting much more than his animal was actually worth. So it's a good deal. Make your animal walk in the street in front of these...
Start beating people up.
No, opposite.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Let him anger that animal and he'll get killed. Maybe. But anyways. Yeah, so anyway. So about Tanya.
Thank God on the deal.
You would think that a shay shav a mana, shanagach shay shav a chamesh sayim, you would think a shay which is worth a mana. The value is a mana, that good animal which is worth much less. But a veil yaf a sella, and a veil is worth a sella, zenait al chatzi a chai. The chatzi a meis, zenait al chatzi a chai, chatzi a meis. And you would think that that's true because the halacha is, you split it 50-50, 50 on the live one and 50 on the dead one. So here this guy ends up making a killing.
We didn't discuss how much he's getting from the dead one.
Half.
Right.
That's
what is
what
it?
What we want to sell.
So make even more money on the deal. He's not happy with 100% profit.
So you would think that, this is a brass, they're talking about, Amid v'chimu'ed lama yotze, what's a mu'ud? A mu'ud is to be machmo or to be meiko. Obviously a mu'ud, go three times, we're going to be machmo. Uma mu'ud, ena mishalem ala masha hizik. Just like a mu'ud only pays what you damaged. You damage $50, you pay $50. Time akal, like koshkein, a time which is more lenient, you pay only 50%. Definitely you should not be making profit on the deal. So that's what Yehuda said. That means if Yehuda agreed that tashlumin doesn't go ahead and pay a tam, would not pay more than a mu'ud. So too, getting back to our case, we're saying that what? That a tam should be, that a tam is more chamur in the payment plan, p'chas nevela. the mazik's going to go ahead and lose out. The nizik, that means the nizik's going to gain in that. When the nevela went down in value, the nizik's going to gain. What does it mean he's going to gain? He's going to gain klape the mazik, because the mazik takes a loss on that. And by muad, he doesn't take a loss on that. How could that be? How could tam pay more than muad?
I can give you a percha to that, because...
Yeah, you can give me a percha, I know what.
Because Lamaisik, Amud always has to pay Maguf, and he always has, no, Amud always has to pay Ibn Aliyah. So he in most cases, he's going to end up paying more. In a scenario where he
but
might
over,
have,
over here?
Okay, so you have some cases, not.
No, but
Derech
Klal, says Lahad, you're not.
Right, but at Bederech Klal, Amud has the Chumrah that he's going to have to pay no matter what. He has to dig into his pocket.
No, but the Gemara said that, I found you a case. This case should not be true.
That means
you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda said a tam can't pay more of a payment than a mu'ud.
Right.
That's what he said. So you're telling me you're right, but when he spoke about it, he spoke
about it. In Shaykh, there should also be such a thing as a tam does pay more. I am a mu'ud supposed to be a mu'ud. Tak is mu'ud, because sometimes it digs into its own pocket.
Oh, but you're agreeing that,
yeah, he might
that
have, this case will pay.
So then why did Rabbi Yehuda say in this case he won't pay? Rabbi Yehuda says it can't be a tam ever pays more than a mu'ud.
You're saying what's the havamina?
The havamina that the tam should be able to.
I thought you would say better. I don't know, better or worse. I mean, but I thought you would say that over here to gain that much you don't do. That's what Rebbe said.
Right.
He's not gaining.
Right.
He's still on a loss.
Right.
He's just gaining a little bit more than he would have gotten. He's not gaining more than a muid. He's just gaining more than that the loss than he could have than the tam. 50%. Okay, fine. But anyway,
in this case, he'll only get chatzi nezek anyway. Even Rabbi Yehuda's mind, he's not going to get more than chatzi nezek, even though.
Right. So the Gemara is saying b'kitzer that how does Rabbi Yehuda tell me that pras nevela they both lose out the mazik, which means that the nizik is going to gain because we're taking away from the mazik also. I Rabbi Yehuda says it because why will it come out that a tam is more chamer from a muad, because by a muad everyone agrees that the nizik is the one that gets the loss of the nevela, not the mazik. But by a time, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say no, that he's better off, and they split the loss of a nevela. We know Rabbi Yehuda says that a time is never better than a mu'ud. That's Gemara's kasha. Zok the Gemara, you know what? Elam Rabbi Echanon, shvach nevela ikabe nayu. We're discussing a case not where the nevela went at loss, the nevela became more of a value. The ma'asava, the nizik have it. They split it. So therefore, so the tam is not better than a mu'ud, it's not worse off than a mu'ud, sorry. The nizik doesn't have a bigger loss. It was discussing a case where the nevela went up in value. When the shor good and the shor, the nevela was worth $10, and then it went up to $20. So now the shor is who gains that $10? Do we split it? Or does the nizik get the whole gain? That's the machlekes amei and abiyud. There may hold that the nizik gets the whole gain. The Buddha says they split it.
But the trach nevela, if it's more than the hezek, he doesn't even quote Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. Okay. And come on. So the Gemara, the Maaseh of the nizik, I'm not right. V'hainu dekar kash le Rabbi Yehuda. This is what we had shvah Rabbi Yehuda. What? Hashto the amit chas rachmana ilavayi. The Torah had rachmanas in him the mazik. The shokel b'shvacham. The Torah had rachmanas on the mazik. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? We're going to give the mazik part of this pras nevela, shvach nevela. We're going to give the mazik, if the nevela went up in value, we're going to give the mazik some of it. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds like that, yachel shor shav chamesh shloim. If a animal which was worth, a shor which was worth 5 shloim, which is 20 zuz, shenogach shor shav emonim, that good, here we have the opposite case. The nizik shor was worth a lot more than the mazik shor. The nizik shay was worth $100. The mana, which is 100 zuz. The mazik shay was worth 5 slayim, which is 20 zuz. V'anevela yafa chamishim zuz. And the nevela now, since it started with 100 zuz, the nevela went up to 50 zuz. Zen oit l'chatzi chai v'chatzi ameis. V'zen oit l'chatzi chai v'chatzi ameis. So it comes out, the mazik's going to gain his animal gourd, and he's gaining money on this. Why? Amrit heicha metzinu mazik niska, shazen niska. Right? Why? What does that mean? Again, the mazik's animal started worth 5 slayim, 20 zuz.
And
it gored an animal which worth 100 slayim.
So it's getting 50.
And it, no, not getting 50. No. The nevela is 50. So now it's getting chatzi achayv and chatzi amez. So you know what he says? Good deal. Give me 25 of that nevela. That's worth in his whole animal. His animal was worth 20. So it comes out like a beauty telling me. So before we went the other way backwards of chas nevela. Now we're going to shvach nevela. So they're arguing if the guy gets shvach nevela. So it comes out that the mazik gained on the deal. He's going to go hit this, strike this animal.
Why can't it be that there's no tashlumen? Which means when you're mazik.
No, so we're at, again, we're middle of that. Right, so one second. Right. So we're saying like this. So again, we're coming, and this is what we had shver. This is what we had shver on this din of shvach nevela. That the arguing by shvach nevela, we had the shver on Rabbi Yehuda, because it comes out in such a case. Amitecha matzina mazik niska. She's a niska. But amen. Shalom yishalom baylem yishalom and baylem nightlem.
Found it by storm. What's the problem?
Okay, yeah. So one second. The baylem yishalom and baylem nightlem. The Bailam has to pay, which means the Mazik has to pay and not take. You're not gaining on the deal. So the Gemara is saying twofold. The Gemara is saying, where do we see that he gains? And second of all, I have a pasuk that tells you that the Mazik pays and doesn't take. Maiva, what's this second thing?
Now, why do I even need to tell you the pasuk?
Oh, that's the most kasha. Maiva, why do I need the pasuk? It's so simple. V'chite mehane mili hecha de'ikab seidel and izik. Maybe the only time you say it that the mazik shouldn't gain is only when there's a loss for the nizik. I will like say the nizik in a case where there won't be a loss for the nizik.
Kigoyin,
the Gemara says a case. Kigoyin shor shava chamish layim. If the animal was worth 5 slayim, the mazik's animal was worth 5 slayim, and shenogach shor shava chamish layim, and a good animal which is worth 5 slayim, they're both equal. And the nevela is worth 20 zoz, 30 zoz.
So it's 10 more than it was a lot.
Right. The nevela went up in value. Shokel nami mazik b'shvacha. The mazik should go ahead and take from the shvach, because over here there's no pseidel and izik. There's no loss to the izik because the nevela went up in value. That's what the pasuk needs to say. That's what the Gemara needs to bring this pasuk. Shalom Shalom, Bailam Shalom, and Bailam Nightlam, that Bailam Shalom, Bailam, Vain, Bailam Nightlam. Fine. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So I have this case of, so they're arguing about when it's Shvach Nevela, when the Nevela went up in value. That's where Rabbi Yehuda and Meir arguing. And this makes sense, what we had Shver and Rabbi Yehuda, that if so, you can have a case that the Nizik, the Mazik, could be gaining, and that doesn't pass. But the mazik should be gained.
No, one thing. The Gemara's kasha was, why do I need the pasuk, right? So what did the Gemara answer to that?
The Gemara said, because I have a case.
What's the case? That
the nizik doesn't lose. So if the nizik doesn't lose, maybe the mazik.
Well, it was originally worth what? Five slime to five slime.
Now it was 20, and now it's 30.
And now it's 30. Mm-hmm. So there's 10 extra slime.
So the nizik's not losing. So the nizik's not losing. So maybe
but
the
he's gaining.
We don't care the nizik, we care the mazik.
Right.
So we're saying in such a case, you would think that since the nizik didn't lose, so too.
How's the mazik gaining though? Because it went up to 30. Yeah, but now chatzi nizik, you have to divide it in half.
Oh, so gaining just means that he's gaining more than
one second, take the 30, put it in half, it's 15. 15 to the nizik, 15 to the mazik. The mazik just made 15. 15 zuz.
So he made.
So he made more money.
And the nizik lost 5. The nizik was 20 originally, now it's 15.
No, but he's chatzi chai chatzi mes.
Oh, meaning so he should have gotten only 10 and he's getting 15.
Right, chatzi chai chatzi mes. He gets half of the live one, half of the dead one. So it comes out. So again, so what comes out? So Mekitza, that was that chesed. So we had Shvach Nevela, so you see that's where the machlokes is again by Shvach Nevela.
What was
that?
We in a kashya
now? We're finished? No, we're not really in a kashya. No. Divide faket. We're saying that we have a ra'i that they're arguing by shvach nevela, and that's why we had shver on this, on Rabbi Yehuda's din, we had shver this case, that how could it be that we have a chtimtza, that the mazik is going to end up gaining profit on. So we see that it's a chtimtza.
No, it's a kasha. How could shvach and the mazik be niska?
No, we're in a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda, but we're okay with having this, the machlokes. And as we see that we had the Shver and Rabbi Yehuda, v'hainu the kakash le Rabbi Yehuda, this is why we had Shver and Rabbi Yehuda, then how could that be? But we see that the machlekes was by, we had a kasha someplace else. that whatever it was, but we see that the machlekes could have been by shvach nevel. Zok the Gemara Amalai, you have Acha. If so, Matzinu Rabbi Yehuda, Tam Meshalim Yaitzim Mechatzi Nezek. It like Rabbi Yehuda could come out that a Tam could pay more than Chatzi Nezek. V'atayu Amra U'machir Es Hashayu Achai V'chatzu Es Kaspar. Yeah? So now, so again, we're done with the Shvach Nevele. Fine. That's the Machlekes. But the Gemara is now asking that light of Yehuda that doesn't dashen, that pras shepischasay misa, right? Mechzim b'chai. So we see, right? Mechzim b'chai, mechzim b'meis. What do we have? What do we have light of Yehuda? It's good to see Rashi in this because Rashi explains it good. But one second again. Let's just what we came out of was that they're arguing about shvach nevela. If it went up in value, if the nevela went up in value, who gains it? Is it only the nizik's gain, or is the mazik's gain plus the nizik? That was where the machlekes was Rabbi Yehuda and Meir, and that was chatzi chai v'chatzi chaspa. Now the Gemara is saying, "Imkain, if so, matzino le'Rabbi Yehuda tam mishalim yaitzim v'chatzi nizik." Now, where's that case? So it's very interesting. The Gemara is very mekatzah, and Rashi helps us out. Look at the Rashi, the Ramaschal Imkain. It's right on the side of these words. Imkain matzino le'Rabbi Yehuda tam mishalim yaitzim v'chatzi nizik. What's the case? Dr. Rashi, Imkain the loydarish Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold, he doesn't dash it. This pras that went down in value, machzin b'chai, matzino, you'll come out b'tan mishalim yosim mechatzin nezek. You'll come out a case of tan paying more than chatzin nezek. What's the case? Ve'echadami, shor shava nun. The animal is worth 50. The mazik's animal is worth 50. Shenogach l'shor shava mem. That it gored the animal, the nizik's animal is worth 40 zuz. So the mazik's animal is 50 zuz, the nizik's animal is 40 zuz. Va'anavela yofa chaf. The nevela is worth 20 zuz. So now, va'ave nezek chaf, so the nezek was only 20. It was worth 40, it went down to, the nizik's animal was worth 40, it went down to 20. Upalga nizka asar. Half of the nezek is 10. V'chipalgi chatzi chai v'chatzi meis. Now they're going to go ahead and split the chai and the mace. Again, the chai was 50, the mace was 40, it went down to 20. So now, noitel nizik b'chai, chafei, he takes from the nizik, he takes from the mazik's 25. Uv mace yud, harei lamatei. So it comes out together, 35. Nimtza mazik mishalim yotze mechatzi nezik. It comes out that the mazik is paying more than the chatzi nezik. Why? Because chatzi nezik would be 20. Right? Because the nizik's animal is only worth 40. 40.
No, chatzi nezik is half of the
one. Right. No. The nizik's animal was 40.
Now it's 20.
Now it went down to 20, exactly.
So half the nezik
right, is 10. Right, it's 10. Right. And what comes out? It comes out he's paying harei lamed hei, 35. Nimtza mazik mishalim, yetzim mechazi nezik. The mazik's paying more than half of the nezik. The bishlem ya meyalim mishalim elechatzi. But Elijah May only pays half. Masha Pichsay Misa, right? El Rabbi Yehuda Nihi Nami Dehecha Demati Chatzi Chai Yosef Nezik Shalom. If it comes that the Chai pays more than Nezik Shalom, Nafkalei Chai the Loi Shakel Nizik Chatzi the Shakel Nizik Chatzi Chai Mikav Chai Mamud. Gittan and Lala have the same question of what we said before. That he's ending up paying more than the Mood. Mamud Chamein Mishalom Masha Hizik. Just like Mu'ud is Chama. You only pay Masha Izik. Tama Kala Koshka. The Tama is Kala Koshka. Aval Hacha. The Lekla Memerachi. So Yashi goes in Stamu. But you can't say that. The Pach is Masha Izik Mishalom. Since the Maisi only paying less than Masha Izik. Mi'atvei Mechatzin Ezek Ika. There's more than Chatzin Ezek. Bekitze. The Gemara's question is that I have a case that by term you're going to pay more than Chatzin Ezek. Why? Because again, the case was the Mazik's value was 50. The Nizik was...
Who said that's a problem?
No, but you're not paying more than what it was worth. It started with 40. You know, not
maybe it's not a problem paying more than Chatzin Ezek, as long as you're not exceeding the value of the animal.
We're saying that's pretty interesting. Matzina Abiyudah, Tam Mishalim, Yetzim Chatzin Ezek, Va'atayu Amra, Umach Ez Asher Achai, V'chatzu Ez Kaspar.
Maybe V'chatzu Ez Kaspar means on the Mazik.
No, what?
Maybe could it be V'chatzu Ez Kaspar is going on the Mazik?
The what?
that that's where it's relevant, that you're splitting the mazik's value. But if the nizik ends up making more, so be it.
You're splitting it means
we know we split both. The pasuk means both.
Yeah.
So maybe you would mean
only the mazik.
In a case where the nizik gets more,
the Gemara understands that the pshat is that you can never get more than half. You can never get more. That's the Gemara's understanding. So the Gemara is saying that you only get half your value. So in fact, the Gemara over here, I'll have a chetimtza that the tam is going to get paid more than chatzi nezek. Rabbi, the tam is amid v'chazin lebatei amu machas asher chay v'chatzos kasper. Zok the Gemara.
It's not really more than chatzi nezek. I'm saying, because at the end of the day,
it is. He's getting more than 50% of.
Well, the pasuk says he gets. It's not getting more than what the Pasuk says.
It's exactly what the Pasuk says. But he's telling you it can't be that the Nizik should be getting more than half.
Why can't I settle all this by saying that the Torah says Chatzis Kasper, and obviously Mesvara, you know, that can't be more than the Nizik was more than half. So in a case where it's more, it caps out at that amount, and it goes both ways. Side for the Mazik, side for the Nizik. We had to call Chaim, but we're like, how could it be you pay more? So maybe Takam is sorry, you don't.
You're going to have some cases like this.
Okay,
we'll see the Gemara. And this case is going to be what?
In this case, but Takam is not going to pay you more than half of what the Nizik's original amount was.
Okay. So upwards. Yeah, but when the Gemara says normally Halacha,
but obviously, you're finding some far-fetched cases.
Okay, you're right. How does he know that you split the half? He learns it out from Gamas Ameis Yachzun that you also split the mace, not only the live one, you also split the dead one. In fact, the Afka Yehuda lezenoit lechatzi chai lechatzi ameis lezenoit lechatzi chai lechatzi ameis. I have Yehuda needs it for a different drasha that each one takes half. So the man can't nichtiv ko the SMS. My vegam. Let us just say the SMS. What's vegam? Shmamino tati is coming to teach you that there should have in the shvach. And so it's a bekit. So what comes out? Like the Yehuda, you gain on this deal or you lose on this deal.
He's still winding up taking more than he was nizik.
Less of a loss. He's gaining more than, again, he's not gaining on the deal, but he's gaining a less of a loss.
More than chatzi.
You're right. Like if you would come out because chatzi chai and chatzi meis, you'll end up gaining
more than
chatzi meis. That's right.
What was the question?
Our question was
that he's getting more.
Yeah, he is. Because we touched the pasuk, and the pasuk means that chatzi chai and chatzi meis. And he's getting more. Nothing wrong. Like what you were trying to say. I was saying different.
You're saying he's taki ending up with more. Why can't
put
in the amount?
No, because the Taya goes for every case. Is it only here? The Taya is relevant to everything. You're saying that only Chatzis Kasper, unless he's Nisker.
If he's Nisker, we don't give more.
The Taya says you give half alive and half a dead.
It has to fall out in every case.
Okay, we'll stop here.
It goes up.
Yeah.